Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
It was a very strange feeling standing there at 5:30 a.m. all on my own in the midst of the darkness. I thought there'd be a large crowd gathered there to experience this amazing natural wonder at sunrise. But to my utter astonishment, I was standing there in the dense mist of Niagara Falls all on my own. It truly was wondrous as I stood all alone at the very spot where the river tumbled down the steep cliff face with an astounding noise that's almost impossible to describe. As you stand there, all alone, in the middle of the darkness, the sheer noise of the water crashing down the 57 meters into the river below is absolutely staggering. The din is so loud that you can barely hear yourself think, and you certainly cannot hear the sound of anything other than rushing, crashing water. This memory, which I expect and I hope that I will never forget, reminds me of the words of the psalmist in Psalm 29, verses 3 and 4. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord, over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. Here, God's voice is compared to a thunderstorm or a thundering waterfall. God's voice is as powerful as thundering waters. God's voice is mighty. It is all-powerful. For what it speaks is done. Remember the account of creation. God's voice thundered through the darkness and the chaos. Let there be light. And there was light. And the heavens were established, and the earth was founded. And the voice of the Lord thundered as the children of Israel gathered at the base of Mount Sinai, which was covered in smoke due to God's awesome presence. The Lord's voice also thundered out in the New Testament. For after Jesus' baptism in the Jordan River, the voice of God thundered from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." At Jesus' transfiguration, we also hear God's booming voice announcing that same message. In John chapter 12, Jesus notes that he has come into the world as the Word of God who dwells among us, to be lifted up on the cross, to die for our sins, and that his death would bring glory to God the Father. Jesus said, "Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd that stood there heard it and said that it had thundered. But others said, "An angel has spoken to him." But Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now will the rulers of this world be cast out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to show by what kind of death he was going to die. And while Jesus hung on that cursed tree, dying for you and me, he cried out with a loud voice, a voice that pierced the darkness with the cry, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." A loud cry whose echoes still send shockwaves through our world today. But the grave could not silence the voice of God. Following Jesus' resurrection from the dead, he continued to speak with his disciples, forgiving them their sins, teaching them how he had fulfilled everything that was written in the law and the prophets and the psalms, and commissioning them to go into all the world to make disciples of all nations by baptizing and teaching them everything that he had spoken to them. His word still goes forth through the words of those who proclaim his mighty deeds. But there's even more. For John, in the first chapter of the book of Revelation, hears Jesus speaking to him, Jesus' voice is so awe-inspiring that John falls to the ground in terror. Here is how John describes it in Revelation chapter 1, beginning at verse 12. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me, and on turning, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the lampstand, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a long robe and with a golden sash around his chest. The hairs on his head were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze, refined in the furnace. And his voice was like the roar of many waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and from his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword. His face was like the sun, shining with its full strength. The voice of God kills us and makes us alive. It tears us down, and then it rebuilds us. It strikes terror into our hearts, and then it whispers mercy and forgiveness in our ears. It says, I love you. I have died for you. I forgive you, and you are mine. Let us pray. O God, whose word is better than gold, and whose counsel more precious than stones, grant us wisdom to seek the true riches, to know you and possess you, and to be known and possessed by you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.